Play Radio from William Hill. Your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Snooker Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined on the line by Ian McCulloch to look ahead to the semi-finals of the 2014 Masters. Some cracking entertainment so far and hopefully that will continue into the semis. Good morning, Ian.
Yeah, morning, Alex. Two great semi-finals to look forward to and arguably the four best players of the tournament.
Yeah, definitely. As I said, we've seen some terrific games so far. Some of the quarterfinals were pretty breathtaking, weren't they?
Yeah, I think the whole tournament has been good. I mean, apart from O'Sullivan's absolutely masterclass performance against Ricky Walden yesterday, I just think the whole tournament's been exciting. We've had comebacks, we've had collapses. You know, it's been absolutely superb.
We've seen... I mean, the Selby game was something else, wasn't it? Selby against Higgins. That really did come down to go down to the wire.
I always thought it was going to... I always fancied Selby to him, but I always thought it was going to go down to the wire simply because you had two, arguably the two best exponents of match play snooker there's ever been, and it was just punch and counter punch, and it boiled down to a very clever shot. You know, everybody said it was a bit lunacy, the cross double that Selby played on the blue, but I think he had a lot of value involved in it.
Okay. On the other hand, we've seen Ronnie O'Sullivan play two games and annihilate his opponent in both of them. It just appears to be a tournament that he's actually keen to win for once.
Yeah, he's struggling, isn't he? he's lost the frame. I mean, yeah, anybody who saw that. I felt a little bit sorry for Ricky Walden yesterday. You know, we've all had it off Ronnie over the years. Don't worry about that. But you just got to hope that when he has one of them sessions like he did yesterday, he actually broke the world record yesterday for the most unanswered points. Ding held the record. It was about 480 or 490 points unanswered. By that, I mean the other person not potting a ball. I think Ronnie's just took that up to about 540 or something like that. Absolutely masterclass yesterday, but them little days, you know, they're brilliant to watch, but they don't come along often.
No, they don't, but obviously when they do, it's, you know, you have to sit up and take notice, don't you?
You can't help but admire. When he plays like that, you know, it's not just how he plays, it's the way he plays and what he does, and he just makes it look extra special when he's playing well.
Yeah, exactly. Okay then, well, we'll move on to the first of the semis taking place on Saturday. It's Mark Selby against Sean Murphy. 2-1 on Mark Selby, 8-5 about Murphy. Which way do you see this going?
I've got to go with Selby, Alex, to be honest. He's been the master of brinkmanship once again. You know, he's won this tournament three times before. He's the defending champion. He obviously loves it. You know, he was 5-2 up in his first round match against Mark Davis. Mark Davis pegged him back to 5-all, and Mark Selby stood firm and won the decider comfortably. And as you said, you know, we said earlier that the other night against John Higgins was he just doesn't believe in getting beat. I think it's against his religion. I'd like to know what really. I wish I'd have had his religion when I was playing snooker and all that. But he just looks that comfortable. And the reason I fancy him is even though Murphy's in the semis, he hasn't been overly impressive. He was 4-2 down to Ding in his first round match, but he won 6-4, but it was more Ding. Ding's been superb in the first half of the season, and I think that was the first signs of a little bit of burnout on Ding's behalf. And then the other day against Marco Fu, Sean was 4-1 down in the quarterfinals, and for three frames he was sublime. He went an 80 break, 90 break, 100 break, absolutely superb back to 4-all, but he had a lot of help in the last two frames. Very, very disappointing performance from Marco Fu, and I just don't think Mark Selby will hand him the match like the other two have done. And Sean will, if he's going to win today, he's going to have to win it on his own merit. And I just think Mark will have that little bit too much in the tank for him.
Okay, then. If I had to push you for a correct score?
Yeah, I don't think he'll run away with it. But then again, I don't think he'll be pushed through it. If I was going to, I'd say 6-3 or 6-4 Selby.
Okay, 6-3 or 6-4, both available at 24-5. But Selby at 2-1 on seems pretty hard to get away from. Okay, then.
Pair them up, you get a 2-1 shot, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So a decent bit of value there, to be honest. Second semi, Stephen Maguire against Ronnie O'Sullivan. 13-5 for Maguire. 7-2 on Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Yeah, and again, I can't see today's result being a lot different, to be honest. You know, Maguire's in the semis. But again, he's beat two players who have massively underperformed. He beat Joe Perry in the first round, 6-4. He was 5-1 up and cruising. Perry's never won a match at the Masters. There's only him and John Berger who have had six appearances and never won a game there. He's obviously not suited to the big stage of Ali Pali or the old Conference Centre. And then last night he beat Neil Robertson, who's another player who's been sublime in the first half of the season. I mean, just before Christmas we saw him win the William Hill UK Snooker Championships. And I think Neil's suffering from a little bit of burnout. He was diabolical in his first match against Mark Allen. And then last night against Maguire, he was the same again. And Maguire went 3-0 up, got pegged back to 3-2. But there's no need to panic. And Maguire ran out plenty in hand to win 6-2. But as we've talked about earlier, you know, today he's up against the supreme beast, isn't he? You know, he's playing a man who's obviously bang up for the tournament, which is understandable. He's playing in London. He's playing in front of his own. It'll be a packed house tonight, and it's going to be a tough one. You know, Ronnie's way ahead on the head-to-heads, and Maguire seems to be one of them players that Ronnie likes to sort of like make an example of, or try and make an example of, and I think Maguire again will have to really play well tonight. The thing is, nobody's put Ronnie under pressure yet, so we don't really know what sort of form he's in. You find out what sort of condition somebody's in when it gets close, when it goes 4-0, 5-0, and nobody's done that with Ronnie in this tournament, and he does crack sometimes. I think if Maguire can get close to him, he's got a chance. If Ronnie gets away early, I think it's going to be another comfortable win for O'Sullivan.
Okay, then. And correct score there, Ian?
I've got to go 6-2, 6-3, O'Sullivan.
Okay, then. 9-2 and 4-1, respectively, there. 6-2 and 6-3. So, again, some decent enough value there, to be honest.
Yeah, you've got to pair him up. You're getting a 7-4 shot, something like that.
Yeah, it's not too bad, really. Okay. In terms of the outright market, Ronnie O'Sullivan 13-8 on, Max Elby at 3s, Maguire at 7s, Murphy at 8s. Can you look past O'Sullivan?
I can, and the reason I can is there will have been a marginal market overreaction in O'Sullivan's performance yesterday, and you know, the traders might have thought, oh, we better go short because we don't want to get our fingers burnt on O'Sullivan. I still think Selby's cracking value. Selby's one of the few people who, regardless of how Ronnie's playing, does not bother about him. He won't bully Mark. Mark will stand up to him. Mark will make it hard. He'll play the tactical game. He'll play the tactical game off the table by a bit of gamesmanship, slowing the game down and things like if Ronnie tries to run away with it. You know, I thought Selby was a great price at the start. I thought he was a great price at the quarterfinals. And I still think he's a great price now.
Okay, then. We do have an enhanced double today. Mark Selby and Ronnie O'Sullivan both to win at even money. Slightly enhanced, I think. I've calculated online, should be, I think, 0.92-1. So you're getting a bit more value there, but not a bad bet, that, is it?
No, I can't disagree. I mean, the biggest plus of it is, I suppose, if Selby wins this afternoon, you can cover your tracks tonight, can't you? You can have a little bit on them if you're relying on Ronnie winning tonight, which I think is the more safer of the two. So, I mean, if you did back that, and Selby wins this afternoon, I'd let it run tonight. I don't think I'd even cover it.
Yeah. Okay. Great stuff then, Ian. Enjoy the action today. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning ahead of the final.
Cheers, Alec.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.